This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today a study which we began last time of the topic, to be saved, you must do something. Now this is in sharp contrast to the contention of many religious leaders today who would answer the question, what must I do to be saved? By saying, nothing. You have absolutely nothing to do to be saved. We have pointed out already in a previous lesson that some men hold that God irrevocably ordains everything which happens, and therefore men can do nothing to change anything. Other men hold a position very close to that which I've just stated, namely, while men must believe to be saved, man cannot believe until God sends the Holy Spirit in a miraculous measure directly upon him to change his heart and lead him to the point that he can repent and believe in Christ as the Son of God. Neither one of those positions is true. It all makes the whole thing be God's responsibility, whereas the Bible makes clear that it's man's responsibility. Now, a third position, in harmony with the view that we can do nothing to be saved, is the view, and I quote, ultimately, God will save everyone. I sometimes come in contact with people who hold to what is called universalism. That is, that everybody's going to be saved and nobody will be lost. But that's quite obviously out of harmony with the plain teaching of Jesus Christ. For as the record is given in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, Jesus made clear that many will be lost and few will be saved. Notice the language of our Lord. Enter ye in at the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many are they that enter in thereby. But narrow is the gate and straitened the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Now note that Jesus taught that in regard to the totality of mankind, many will go into destruction, that is, into everlasting punishment, whereas on the other hand, few will be saved, that is, few will go to heaven. And so it's clear that it's certainly not the case that everybody is going to be saved. The Bible teaches that certainly is not the case. Now all of these theories that I've noted are wrong. They are sinful, in fact. One is involving himself in sin if he teaches either that God irrevocably ordains everything and therefore man can do nothing to change anything, or that man's salvation depends upon some direct operation of the Holy Spirit before and without and independent of the Word of God. For men are saved by obedience to the gospel of Christ, Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. And it is also false to hold that God will ultimately save everyone. Now let's come to the second answer. We have noted the first answer, namely, that men can do nothing to be saved. But the second answer is men must do something in order to be saved. But even here we can have a wrong answer. Because men can say, well, you must do something to be saved, but they are perfectly satisfied even if one is doing what human beings have invented. Some people hold that just so long as you're sincere and so long as you're religious, there's nothing else that really matters. Just be doing something, be zealous, be sincere, be involved in a great deal of activity in religion, and God is such a loving God that He will save you. But my friends, the Bible teaches this is not so. The words of Jesus recorded in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, beginning, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. And he goes on to explain that in that day, that is in the judgment day, some would cry out to him, why, Lord, didn't we prophesy in thy name? Didn't we in thy name do many mighty works? Didn't we in thy name cast out demons and so forth? But the Lord's reply will be, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. And so it's clear that men may be involved in religion, even zealously and very actively so, and yet still be lost. Right in the same chapter, Jesus made clear that the man who hears the word of God, not simply some religious doctrine, but the will of God, and does not do it, will be lost. It is only the man who both hears the word of God and does it that shall be saved. But our time is gone for today. We certainly hope that you'll be with us tomorrow at the same time when we again shall continue our study of what must I do to be saved.